Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. I am chatting with Quentin Henney, technical advisor and director over at SK Mining. Now, just to remind everybody, SK Mining is focused on the consolidated SK property in the Golden Triangle. The company had a big drill program last year, 2021, and we are still getting results out of that program. And that's something that we're going to be focusing on here is a news release from yesterday, January 19th, reporting drill results from the TV and Jeff deposit zones. We had 8 holes from the TV deposit, 13 holes from the Jeff deposit. Some of the highlight numbers, both of these coming from the TV deposit. Hole 76 generated little over 10 grams per ton gold equivalent over almost 12 meters within a 4 gram per ton gold equivalent over 117 meters. Hole 71 also has 14.44 grams per ton gold equivalent over little over 9 meters, and that's within a wider intercept of 10 grams per ton gold equivalent over 15 meters, almost 15 meters. One thing to consider too is the stock moved very well on the back of this release. Also, as we're recording this, moving up today. Quentin, start us off by just recapping this 2021 drill program and the goals around that at the TV and Jeff zone, please.
That's a good starting point, Corey. So the 2021 drill program encompassed, we got about just under 24,000 meters completed. Most of that was directed at the TV and Jeff deposits, which are discussed in this news release. There were a few holes also targeting the new Vermilion discovery to the south, as well as C10. And then there was one hole, I believe, between TV and Jeff, which did encounter stockwork sulfide mineralization as well. So we had a fairly broad brush program, but, you know, most of the holes targeted TV and Jeff. Why? Because, you know, we really see these, both of these systems, especially TV now, as robust new precious metal rich VMS discoveries, you know, of the ilk that you see at SK Creek. So we're just absolutely delighted with these results. And, you know, I think there's a lot more to come. We have 42 more holes, I believe, left in the assay lab.
So there is a lot of information within this news release that I will be linking to below this interview, including tables outlining the assay results from TV and Jeff. I will also post the summary of the 8 assay results from the TV zone, just so everyone can go through them, because it is a mixture of higher grade and longer widths. The big question, though, being, did these drill holes, whether at TV or at Jeff, expand on the mineralization, or were they more infill holes?
They expand. Let me explain how the deposits are being drilled. The hill slope at TV and Jeff, particularly at TV, is fairly steep hill. And what they do is they put drill pads sequentially up the hill. So we started down at the bottom, and then we moved gradually over the course of the drill program. We moved up and up and up. So the most recent drill results that you see here from the TV area are from one of the higher pads, not the highest pad, but one of the higher pads. And they do, it's the southernmost pad on the TV deposit as well. So they are step out, I would say, given that we see very high grades at the tops of these holes, especially 71, clear that the system is basically open immediately underneath the drill pad or the tops of the holes. But it also seems like it's warming up to the south and up section. Okay, what that means is that up higher in the stratigraphy, it looks like there could be more and more mineralization. So I'm going to paint a picture here for you real quick. Firstly, the intercepts that are reported here are in the VMS stockwork. This is basically the feeder zone for a massive sulfide system. All right, so these holes are in the feeder part of the system, and they do not encompass the massive sulfide material above. Why that's really intriguing is I think that, you know, shortly up section, like maybe within a few meters, maybe a few tens of meters of these holes, that we should expect to find a precious metal rich VMS deposit overlying these wonderful intercepts. Okay, so that's that's one really delightful hypothesis that we're going to be testing certainly next summer. But the other thing is, again, this is open to the south. This is the southernmost pad, and we're seeing better and better values as we move south. There is no drilling that constrains this thing to the south or down dip. It appears that the grades are picking up down dip. So really, this is, in all respect, these are step out holes of great significance, really giving us a strong vector of places we need to test with further drilling. Now, we do have 42 holes left to come back. I think those holes will provide us more of the picture. There's at least, I think, three holes out of that series of holes that do have massive sulfide mineralization. So it'll be very intriguing to see, our first glimpse, or I should say our second. We announced one massive sulfide intercept in early December, I think it was. That was very good, very high grade silver, also significant gold. I think the gold equivalency was like 16 grams. But we have at least three more of those types of holes scattered from other drill pads down in that southern area. So stay tuned. I think we are starting to see, a bona fide SK Creek type discovery pop up here.
So, Quentin, out of those 42 holes, you alluded to where some of them are drilled. Can you summarize, though, where all of those are going to be coming from in terms of the step-out potential?
I wish I could, Corey, but quite frankly, the lab is returning assays just completely randomly. So it's not like there's discrete clusters or areas. Basically, the holes that are left to be assayed include, like I said, at least three holes, I believe, down in that southern area that do have massive mineralization as well as stockwork. Okay, so there's at least three down in that general neck of the woods. I think there's at least some of those holes are from a pad that's yet higher from this one that holes 67 and 71 were drilled from. So that'll be very intriguing. We have, let's see, what else do we have? We have a lot of other holes from TV testing further down dip and along strike. We have that one hole between TV and Jeff. And then we have quite a few more holes from Jeff, and they're kind of scattered all over. So I don't have a kind of an easy summary for you there. But the other ones to watch for are those holes from Vermilion and C10. That was our first drilling down in that region. I would say any significant mineralization in those holes is definitely going to be something we follow up on. Those are basically new VMS discoveries that look like the core looks like typical Jeff TV type mineralization. So we're very excited, and we're very optimistic those should return some interesting values.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be having you back on when we get those results from Vermilion and C10. One quick note regarding these results from the TV zone is that they are all, or relatively all of them, are very near to surface. The deepest hole that we see is that hole 67 that goes down 241 meters. That has that, 2.35 grams per ton over that almost 240 meter width or length. What are you most excited about then? Is it the step out potential close to surface, or is it going down dip and exploring deeper?
Well, both. Let me kind of pick this apart. If you look at the SK Creek mine and the history of that deposit, of course, they discovered and mined the high grade VMS part of the system, like the layered massive sulfide first. And that was a fantastic deposit. Okay, that was a wonderfully profitable deposit. It was actually mined mainly when the gold price was down, the silver price was down, back in the late 90s and early 2000s. But nonetheless, it was just a killer of a mine. Okay, now Skeena is presently drilling the materials around it, stockworks and remnants of the VMS system away from that original mine. And they're up to, a stupendous, 5 or 6 million ounces gold equivalent. They've even announced discovery of some new mineralization here recently. So what do we have? Well, we have the complete VMS system still. Okay, there's no mining history on SK Mining's ground. This TV discovery, for example, we stand a good chance of finding not only the I don't like to say low grade because this is a high grade system, but the lower grade material, which we're seeing here, but we're also starting to see some of the bonanza grades that one would expect with a precious metal rich VMS like Eskay Creek. So, you know, touch wood, I think we will find both effectively. We'll find that really juicy, you know, high grade, you know, likely high margin mineralization, as well as the somewhat lower grade, but, you know, potentially open pitable. So when I answer your question, I would say it's open in all directions, open along the strike, open down dip, open up section, et cetera. Look at figure 11 in our news release. You'll see what I mean. And we're darned excited about the whole thing. This is absolutely enormous. I think, given the footprint, I think this could actually be bigger than the Eskay Creek mine in terms of overall distribution of deposit here. It's just absolutely huge.
Well, that'd be very encouraging if it was bigger than overall Eskay mine. But hey, one thing that I do want you to elaborate on here is figure 11. As you just brought up, it gives you an idea of where TV and the Jeff zones are and where everything's open, but make more sense of what's going on here and what's the potential even in between these two deposits.
This is just a dream, Corey. I cannot tell you, like, that figure, that's John's artwork there. He put that together, and it illustrates basically looking at the TV Jeff system, kind of looking at it down dip. So we're you can see where we've drilled at TV and where we've drilled at Jeff, and you can see there's a lot of room between them. We have just a scattering of holes around TV and Jeff. So, you know, there's lots of blue sky here. What's really, really intriguing, and I know this sounds a little bit too scientific, I don't want to get off into the weeds, but basically, these deposits, TV and Jeff, occur in what's called the Betty Creek Formation, which is in the lower part of the prospective stratigraphy at Eskay Creek District. Okay, this is equivalent to Skeena's lower mudstone and even lower mudstone. What does that mean? Well, it means we have yet to test the Eskay Creek part of the system higher up here at TV Jeff. So there's a huge, huge possibility for us. So that's one indication. But the other important thing is this tells us that we have very large VMS systems lower in the stratigraphy. So this basically opens up the entire package of Hazelton Group rocks in this area for exploration. I think a lot of these anomalies we've demonstrated, these sky temp anomalies, these little blister-like features that you see over several kilometers, about 6 or 7 kilometers along strike with TV and Jeff, I think we're going to see multiple discoveries. And I also think that down at C10 and Vermilion, where we see similar anomalies, and the Blegg samples, those stream sediment samples, tell us we have very high grade, you know, gold potential and silver potential. And then up in the northeast at this new Scarlet Ridge discovery, I think these are all going to be a VMS. I've said this many times. I think we have about 85% of the ground that's prospective for these precious metal rich VMS in the Eskay Creek camp. And I think we're going to find multiple deposits, but we also have a very good chance of finding the granddaddy. Okay, Eskay Creek was a small deposit. It was only about 3 million, you know, less than 3 million tons that Barrick mined back in the day. Skeena, yes, they have quite a few million tons of the lower grade material. But I think given the dimensions of these, look at this intercept, 239 meters, holy cow, of mineralization, the stockwork. That's got to be a record, you know, for any VMS that I know. This is an absolutely huge system. I think we're on to something very big. Yes, down dip, there's lots hiding.
Sounds all very encouraging there, Quentin, and you can clearly tell that you're excited about this. Any thoughts on how this is all going to tie into a program for this year? I realize you still have 42 holes still to come back, and the holes have been coming back kind of sporadically and randomly. But what can everybody expect in terms of follow-up work and what would be necessary here to, who knows, come out with a resource or build up some economics?
We want to drill the TV Jeff area, you know, thoroughly before we go down the road of a resource. Why drill or announce a resource when you can see you're onto a huge system, okay? That's not going to happen this year. But here's what's going to come, okay? Over the next few months, you'll see the rest of the results. I think by maybe end of March, we should have all of the assays in hand. and present them to the market. And I think you'll be able to see a very clear picture start to emerge. Even that upper mass of sulfide, I hope we'll see some really interesting things there. But then, you know, we have these new discoveries, C10 and Vermilion. We got some assays coming back from there that will determine what we do down there in terms of drilling. We have a lot of soils and rock chip data coming back too that will highlight some new targets. So what do I see for this year? Look, this is going to be an aggressive drill program once again. Last year we had 4 rigs. We're trying to look at how we can expand that. You know, the market for drilling and so forth is pretty tight, but I think we can do it. And we're going to go long. We're going to try to start earlier. We're going to try to drill more. You know, I'm going to push for over 35,000 meters this year. And it will be testing TV and Jeff expansion, but it will also be testing all of these new targets. We have just, you can't swing a cat without hitting VMS mineralization on this property. It is absolutely amazing.
All right, Quentin, we're wrapping it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Quentin or the team over at SK Mining regarding any of these drill results or anything that's coming, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we'll follow up as more drill results hit the market. Quentin, thank you again for your time. Really appreciate the update.
Thank you, Corey.